In a word, uneven. I think largely one can attribute that to the twin crises of 2008-2009, both financial and economic. That, I think, has set back any progress on all three fronts of sustainable development, namely economic, social, and environmental.
The theme of this conference is partnerships. Have you seen any indication that these partnerships are being made and that the political will is there from the more developed countries?
Well, if one looks at partnerships in terms of the numbers, I would say that this conference is a huge success. Some 250 have been announced. One will never know until these partnerships reach fruition, whenever the time frames are. But based on what we have seen so far, there is considerable interest in partnerships with SIDS.
Are we talking about intergovernmental partnerships or private sector partnerships or a whole range?
I think, to be fair, the goal here is to attract new players, and namely the private sector. And we are seeing some announcements from that segment.
Do you get the sense that the views of SIDS are being heard, not just at UN conferences like this one, but in capitals around the world?
That depends on the issue at hand. Clearly, in the area of climate change, which is perhaps the top priority for SIDS, the answer is an unequivocal yes. Voices are being heard, and SIDS are extremely effective at making the case.
How about the other issues?
It waxes and wanes. It depends on what the flavor of the month, so to speak, or the issue of the day is, and who is expressing an interest in that particular issue.
How important is it for people to come to an island like Samoa to see at first hand the problems that are faced?
I think the answer to that is everyone should at some point in time come to a small island developing state. And if it's Samoa, then all the better, because one can see firsthand what it's like to be a vulnerable small island developing state.
Do you see many similarities between your country, Antigua and Barbuda, and Samoa?
Yes and no. Yes, in that we're islands and we do share a set of challenges, which I think is common across regions. But there are differences in approach. Here, they prefer what is called a Pacific way, which is more consultations and in-region consensus. I think we in the Caribbean tend to be a bit more individualistic. And that, of course, creates its own set of problems.